Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Just hours before the new fiscal year officially began today, State House leaders settled on a new budget. It's a compromise between spending plans proposed by the House and Senate, and lawmakers in both chambers plan to vote on the new proposal today. To talk about some of the key points, we're joined by Kyle Chaney, a reporter with the State House News Service. And Kyle, I understand you worked late last night to try to get details of this spending plan. And you may actually have more information than some of the people voting on it today because they're not going to have much time.
Absolutely. The budget came together about 7:58 last night, 2 minutes before a deadline that they needed to meet in order to take the budget up today for a vote. And the members will be asked to vote on the budget probably around 11 o'clock to noon today, giving them at best 13, 14 hours of review if they have seen it that early at all.
Yeah. And if they stayed up all night reading it.
Exactly.
Well, let's go through some of the key points. The big issue here that we've been hearing about all year is, you know, the way that we would restructure how cities and towns deal with negotiating with their unions in an effort to try to rein in health care costs. Can you tell us what eventually came out of this negotiated version of the budget?
Absolutely. I think, rightly or wrongly, that provision did get the most attention because of its effect on collective bargaining power of municipal employees. And the way it finally ended up is a plan that will curtail or at least restrict in some ways the collective bargaining rights of municipal workers. It was sort of a hybrid of both what the House and Senate had originally proposed.
The good news is that the $65 million cut to local aid that some cities and towns were fearing is not going to happen.
It looks that way. That's sort of an undercovered or underappreciated aspect of the final budget here. It's still obviously being digested by a lot of people. But, you know, cities and towns were bracing for a massive cut. And actually, the municipal health plan I just described was meant to make up for that in a way. The $65 million will be returned to them in funds that were left over at the end of the fiscal year that ended yesterday.
So they're actually getting leftover money sent back to them, so therefore the cut is wiped out.
Exactly. Normally that money would get sent back to the state's general fund and used however they decide later on, but instead they'll just send it right back as local aid.
Another thing, and you tell me if you think this is key, but another thing that there was a lot of talk about and a lot of debate, and it seemed that there was going to be some difficulty reconciling, was the plan to try to reduce the costs and restructure the state's public counsel system for the indigent. And, of course, now we have the Whitey Bulger case in here, so it just brings all new attention to the meaning of the word of an indigent defendant. What happens with that, and what's going to be going forward?
Sure, and it wasn't just Whitey Bulger, it was Sal DeMacy, too, also indigent defense counsel. I think those got some attracted attention to that program. But what they've decided to do is increase the number of publicly funded indigent defense lawyers, public counsel, and shift away from that reliance on private defense, which supporters say would cut down on those costs.
And also make sure that there is a new verification system as to whether somebody actually is indigent and needs a public defender?
Exactly. There was some criticism of the current evaluation of whether someone who needed indigent defense counsel was truly indigent, and the new system would ensure that people truly are indigent.
Governor Patrick has, 10 days to review the budget now? It should be on his desk today. Does he have any major differences here that you expect there's going to be any kind of a veto or anything?
There will certainly be vetoes, at least on the spending side. On the policy side, that remains to be seen as to whether he's satisfied, particularly with the municipal health plan. He proposed also a much more aggressive plan on the public counsel piece that would require much greater reliance on publicly funded lawyers. And so whether he's satisfied, again, with what's presented to him is an open question.
Kyle Chaney, reporter with the State House News Service, thanks for being with us this morning.
Absolutely.